meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, increasing clouds around 40. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies, lower 30s. Winds will be from the southeast between 10 and 15. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, rain likely. We'll see highs at 40. Tomorrow night, scattered wintry mix, mostly cloudy skies, 26. And Sunday becoming partly sunny, temperatures in the upper 30s. Right now, it's 36.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, China has purchased near record levels of U.S. farm products last year. That pace continues so far in this first month of 2021. Correspondent Michael Clements talks about what that means for the prices that farmers receive for their crop.
New trade data from the U.S. Census Bureau shows China purchased a potential new record of U.S. agricultural products in 2020, according to American Farm Bureau Federation Chief Economist John Newton.
For calendar year 2020, China bought slightly more than $27 billion worth of U.S. agricultural products, which is likely a new record high in terms of exports to China.
Newton says China has already made large purchases of U.S. corn and soybeans in the 2021 marketing year.
China's been a very big player in the corn and soybean markets this year. So far, they've bought nearly 6 million metric tons of corn. They're on the books for more than 11 million metric tons of corn to purchase from the United States, which would be a record. On the soybean side, we've seen China buy more than 31 million metric tons of soybeans already, and they still have on the books nearly 4 million metric tons. So they've been a big player in the corn and soybean markets this year.
Newton says the increased trade with China has bolstered market prices for corn and soybeans in the United States.
I think what we've seen is since China's been such a heavy player in the market, it's helped to reduce our stockpiles this year, and as a result, we've seen prices move sharply higher in the last few months. Corn is now sitting at around $5.30, soybeans sitting around $13.50, and that's up 50-60% from where we were back in early August, and a lot of that's on the back of strong trade and export demand.
Michael Clements, Washington.
More ag information online anytime at AgView.net. Reliable and relevant. We're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Good American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As phase two of the COVID-19 vaccine rollout begins across the state of Kansas, and many more counties are starting to sign up for it as the vaccine comes into their community. Most residents across the state are pretty happy to get signed up.
Big relief. Been waiting forever.
The family is so excited. It has been a very tough, horrible year. She's lost a lot of friends, and we're just thankful she's here to get this shot.
The latest counties that have announced their phase two rollout of the vaccine include Harvey County, as they began taking appointments for residents who are 65 years and older. KWCH reports that appointments are limited, but residents can still get on the waiting list. Harvey County has received roughly 400 doses of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine, and they say 300 doses will be directed to those who are 65 years and older, and 100 doses be directed towards law enforcement, first responders, and teachers. Also, as of yesterday, Reno County has announced more than 4,000 pre-registrations for the vaccine. They're holding vaccinations at the sports arena in Hutchinson. But American Network News.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes. Yes.
Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustiakFord.com.
Kansas gun rights supporters are pushing to lower the age for concealed carry of firearms from 21 to the age of 18. Representative Blake Carpenter and a Kansas State Rifle Association lobbyist on Wednesday told a state house committee that Kansans under 21 are already allowed to carry guns openly, but are breaking the law if they put on a coat to cover a holster. Gun safety advocates criticized the bill, saying that younger people have less developed decision-making abilities. Permit holders would have to complete a background check and undergo gun safety training. In other news, former Sedgwick County Commissioner Michael O'Donnell has been fined $25,000 for violating state campaign finance laws. Kansas Government Ethics Commission on Wednesday fined O'Donnell for 9 violations between 2015 to 2017, including using campaign money for personal use and fraudulent reporting. He's also accused of giving campaign funds to 4 friends who he said were campaign workers. Half the fine will be forgiven if O'Donnell pays $12,500 within 90 days. He was ousted from the Sedgwick County Commission back in November for his role in a false attack ad against the Wichita mayor. Good American Network News.
Dear Valentine, we've got a great connection, and a great connection is what makes relationships thrive. It's also what you need from your home's Wi-Fi. Is your current Wi-Fi disappointing you? Then we wholeheartedly recommend our managed Wi-Fi service. It provides an advanced router for seamless signal continuity with local service and support. Starting at just $9.95 a month, it's everything you need to love your Wi-Fi. Happy Valentine's Day from your Wi-Fi experts at Blue Valley Technologies. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Nebraska could soon eliminate all of its virus-related restrictions on gatherings if the number of people hospitalized with COVID-19 continues to decline, even though few people in the state have been vaccinated for the virus. State health officials say the restrictions could be lifted this weekend if virus patients continue to occupy fewer than 10% of the state's hospital beds. As of Wednesday, about 8% of the state's hospital beds were occupied by COVID patients. The main restriction that could be lifted is a 75% capacity limit on indoor gatherings. Nebraska Attorney General Doug Peterson says state officials are taking new steps to support people who have experienced sexual abuse. Peterson says state officials and child advocates are offering training to law enforcement agencies on how to investigate child sexual abuse and sex trafficking cases. I'm Rick Everett, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly 3 times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. This past week, the Kansas Governor's Office of Rural Prosperity recapped 2020 and ongoing initiatives in their annual report. Successes highlighted included a recent statewide tour of Kansas. Public meetings helped establish an interagency work group to address housing needs across the state. A statewide comprehensive housing study has been initiated. State will partner with the Kansas Sampler Foundation to identify, recruit, retain, engage, and empower young professionals in rural areas. And plans are to support programs and operations of the Kansas Department of Commerce Community Development Division, providing local partners with technical assistance and implements broadband projects, infrastructure programs, housing, early childhood and child care, and the Kansas Main Street Program. The Office of Rural Prosperity is a nonpartisan initiative advocating for and promoting rural Kansas, focusing on efforts designed to aid rural improvements. Marysville veterinarian Dr. Regina Brashears, and a mother, recently wrote a children's book that was released. She will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend.
My book is called Even If, and it is a children's book. It uses animals. There's five animal characters. There's an elephant, a dog, a cat, there is a mouse, and a bear. And each animal gets into a little bit of trouble in the book. They start out asking their mommy if they'll always love them. Of course, their mommy say yes. And then they do something naughty, not necessarily that they meant to do. And then they start worrying if they have lost their mother's love.
Dr. Regina Brashears will join us on our public affairs program airing this weekend, Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. She'll talk about what prompted her to write the book, the process itself, and a deeper meaning behind the children's story.
This one I'd had in my head for years and years and years and just needed the time to do it. I really wanted to encourage moms. I mean, when I wrote the book, of course, I wrote it for children. I want them to know their moms are going to love them. But I also wrote it for the moms themselves. I mean, sometimes when we're reading with our kids, we want a book to speak to us. And all of us moms have had those days where our kids are just pushing our patience limits. And like one example, the bear in my book, the mom has just cleaned her kitchen. It's just sparkling clean. And the little bear reaches up for some honey. It crashes to the counter and gets all over. Obviously, she's going to have to clean the kitchen. It's a mess. He's going to need a bath. And he looks at her with those sweet eyes and says, "Even if I accidentally get your kitchen cabinets dirty," and she says, "Even if."
Luella L. Lulu Kurtz, age 37, of Blue Rapids, passed away Monday following a short illness. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Mark's Episcopal Church, Blue Rapids. Burial at 2:30 Saturday at Scranton, Kansas Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family greet friends Friday, 6:30 until 8. At the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Luella Lulu Kurtz. Walter C. Shonick, age 98, of Odell, passed away Saturday. Graveside service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Odell Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 2 until 8, at the Vance Curtis Funeral Home of Odell, in charge of arrangements for Walter Shonick. Sharon L. Schnapp, age 80, of Dubois, passed away January 13. Funeral service Monday, 2 p.m., at the Dubois United Methodist Church. Interment in the Dubois Cemetery. Where a mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Sharon Schnapp.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Need to replace or repair your current vehicle? Honeyman Auto Sales and Service is here to help you with either one. Put your stimulus check or tax return to work. Call us or come see us at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville, or online at honeymanauto.com, home of quality and value.
Do you wonder why, after months of mask mandates with over 90% of the population in compliance, we continue to have record numbers of COVID-19 cases? The answer is very simple. They are not effective in slowing the spread of the virus. The single most effective way to slow the spread is to continually kill the virus in the air and on surfaces. Active Pure Technology provides the solution. For more information, visit covidnomore.net or call 888-886-6066.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, quiet weather across the central parts of the Midwest. We do have this frontal boundary that's kind of hanging out. That's going to bring us some cloud cover as we head into tonight. We have a low pressure system that'll be moving across the central, east central parts of the Midwest. It looks like on the warm side of the system, rain showers behind it. Some areas could see wintry mix with some rain and snow showers mix as we into Saturday night into early Sunday. Otherwise, it looks like a high pressure system moves back in as we head into Monday, bringing us a sunny skies. Temperature-wise, we'll continue to see temperatures, it looks like, in the 30s and into the 40s. So across the area, increasing clouds around 40. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies, lower 30s. Winds will be from the southeast between 10 and 15. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, rain likely around 40. Tomorrow night, scattered wintry mix. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
New masks have arrived at Reflections Hallmark. Come in today to see the new styles, which are a fitted pattern to reduce glasses fog. They come in adult and kid sizes and in both everyday and holiday prints. Reflections is also stocking sweaters and winter accessories so you can always look sharp and stay warm. Reflections in downtown Marysville, more than just your favorite Hallmark store.
Average high temperature late January, 42, record high in the state, 75. The average low, 18, the record low is 10 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:36. Sunset this evening at 5:44.
This is the time of year to reflect on last year's crop cycle and make plans for next year. There are many decisions to be made and many options available. We'd like to help make the financial side of your planning a little easier. Our ag lenders know agriculture and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk about next year. Citizens State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
This is not the time of year to throw on a dark hoodie and stroll down the roadside with your dog. We will share some CNBC advice today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 29th. It is the 29th day of the year, and Oprah Winfrey shares a birthday with Tom Selleck. Although the days are beginning to lengthen, morning or late afternoon outings with your four-legged friend are still likely to be in the dark, and that means extra care is needed to see and be seen. Wear reflective clothing or affix reflective tape to your outerwear. Do the same with your pet's leash and collar. Stay on known routes and carry a flashlight when possible to avoid sidewalk hazards. You need to be aware of your surroundings, so keep the earbuds or headphones off and walk against oncoming traffic when possible. A few easy precautions will make sure you and your furry friend make it home safely. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
The extraordinary sportsmanship and honed skills displayed by the Diller Odell athletes has the field grill applauding their meticulous routine, combined with unlimited determination, has made these players a success. Great job, Griffins, from the field grill in Diller. Check out our daily specials and prime rib on Saturdays. Peterson Plumbing and Heating is proud to support the Fairbury Jeffs winter athletes and applauds the hard work and diligence they exude by never giving up. We salute you from the friendly staff at Peterson Plumbing, Heating, and AC in Fairbury, your local Ream dealer. www.petersonplumbinghtgac.com. Laughlin Hoovett Funeral Home says thank you to all the coaches, parents, and fans of the Southern Raiders. With their support, the athletes are sure to succeed in everything they do. Keep up the good work, athletes. From Laughlin Hoovett Funeral Home, 505 North 9th Street, serving Wymore with dignity.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Friday. David McCormack scored 15 points. DeJohn Harris and Tyon Grant Foster provided a boost off the bench. And number 15 Kansas slogged its way to a 59-51 victory over turnover-prone TCU last night to snap a rare three-game skid. Okchagbaji added 13 points for the Jayhawks, who once struggled offensively but made enough free throws down the stretch to beat the Horned Frogs for the eighth straight time. Mike Miles hit 5 3-pointers and had 18 points for the Frogs, who turned the ball over 22 times while shooting just 35% from the field. After interviewing for six openings, Kansas City Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy ultimately was passed over during the annual coaching carousel that became official when the Houston Texans hired David Culley, the longtime Andy Reid assistant who had been the assistant head coach in Baltimore. I'm Rick Everett, and that's a look at Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you, so you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustiakFord.com.
The Kansas City Chiefs and the Buccaneers largely avoided major outbreaks of COVID-19 that caused headaches for the likes of the Titans, Ravens, Patriots, and Browns. There are many reasons they've had relatively modest problems, but a few of them stick out. Leadership from their coaches and star quarterbacks, steadfast adherence to the league's protocol, and yes, even some luck. Now the payoff comes with the Chiefs and the Bucs headed for the Super Bowl next Sunday. On the college hardwood tomorrow, the KU Jayhawks taking on the Tennessee Volunteers. That game tips off at 5 p.m. Then next Tuesday, it's the Sunflower Showdown with the K-State Wildcats and KU Jayhawks taking to the court at 7 p.m. Tom Brady says his parents are doing well after battling COVID-19 early this season and will be among family in the stands to root for him and the Buccaneers in next week's Super Bowl. Tom Sr. recently revealed he and his wife had a bout with COVID back in September. Rick Averett, Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Lady Bulldogs had little trouble with Atchison, tipping off the Hiawatha Girls Invitational Thursday. Marysville 63, Atchison 18. Atchison, a single field goal in the first half, that at the 3:10 mark before intermission. Atchison was held at 5 field goals on the evening. Marysville jumping to a 21-1 first quarter lead, held a 45-8 halftime advantage, never looking back in a 63-18 decision, led by junior Madison Rutterbaum with 23 points, 21 of those in the first half. Lainey Schaefer in double figures off the bench, knocked down a couple of trays for 11 points. Atchison led by junior Catherine Harris with 12 points, one of three Lady Red that would score. Marysville 63, Atchison 18. In earlier games on Thursday, Jackson Heights beat St. Mary's 42-37. Hiawatha rolls past Highland Park 62-24. Marysville back in action Saturday, meets Jackson Heights at 10. St. Mary's plays Highland Park and Hiawatha hosts Atchison. Marysville at Highland Park makeup game Monday evening at 6. From the Hiawatha Girls Invitational, I'm Bruce Dierking, KDY Sports.
Friday night basketball tip-offs, Hanover entertains Centralia. Live broadcast coverage on FM 95.5, KNDYRadio.com, and our mobile app. Marysville boys entertain Nema Hall Central. Valley Heights tips off at Wetmore. Frankfort travels to Clifton Clyde. Axtell's at Riverside, Washington County at Troy. Lynn will host Onega. Diller O'Dell home to Freeman. Southern tips off at Johnson Brock.
The black swallowtail butterfly is a frequent visitor to many of our gardens. Its black 3-inch wings and two rows of yellow spots and two red eyes make it easy to identify. These fast flyers can be seen flying close to the ground. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Planting their favorite flowers, avoiding the use of pesticides, and delaying garden cleanup until late spring can help keep them visiting your landscape. The adults nectar on flowers of milkweed, petunias, phlox, coneflowers, verbena, zinnias, and more. The caterpillar has green and black stripes with yellow spots. It eats dill, fennel, carrot leaves, and parsley. This insect overwinters on branches, dead plant stalks, and in bark crevices. So give them time to emerge from their chrysalis before removing old flower stems in spring. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It is still revered as one of the most difficult canal building projects ever undertaken. A project to tame a rapidly descending river by building locks and dams to connect two important waterways. Much of it is still operational today, but there's a good chance you've never heard of it. It's today's edition on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Native Americans knew they could go from today's Green Bay to the Mississippi River almost entirely by water, using the Fox and Wisconsin rivers. However, it required several portages.
Eventually, when they had a need to transport heavier loads, they got tired of it, and they started thinking and acting on building dams and locks. They knew how to do this, but they were so far away from the East Coast that several efforts had failed.
Dave Peck says in the mid-1800s, engineers began improving the waterways with numerous locks, dams, and canals.
In the days of the swaybacks, they weren't scared of hard work. They would cut limestone blocks and set them in mortar and build what they needed to build. They knew how to do it.
It was a huge undertaking, especially on the Fox River from Appleton to Green Bay.
The scale here on the lower Fox should have been daunting for them because of its steep drop. It's almost 200 feet and 34 miles, and I think it's the steepest navigable waterway in the world.
The locks were completed in 1876, including a two-mile canal at Portage, Wisconsin, that created the link from Lake Michigan to the Mississippi River. Steamboats traversed the course for several years.
This lock system was built in the very end of America's canal building era, and in the very beginning of its era of building railroads. And railroads went on to completely take away almost all of the traffic from the locks.
Some passenger traffic continued into the 1920s, mostly in marshy areas where water travel beat trying to build rails and roads in the muck. Portions of the waterways and locks remain operational for boats and ships yet today. Traveling the countryside in Appleton, Wisconsin, I'm Andrew McCray.
Fences confine livestock, but they also limit where wildlife can find habitat. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The right kind of fencing will serve both types of animals well as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
The best fence for wildlife is no fence at all, but we have livestock to manage. Unfortunately for wildlife, fences tend to restrict their movement and access to habitat. The creatures can run into serious trouble when they try to cross. Ken Morgan is a private lands coordinator with the Colorado Division of Wildlife. He says the most hazardous fence from a wildlife point of view is one that's in disrepair.
Barbed wire that has become unlatched from the fence posts curl up and animals inadvertently get tripped up in them. It's just like a snare at that particular point and they get fouled up. Deer and elk and pronghorn oftentimes can get their antlers tangled up in loose wire of that nature.
Woven wire stock fence is detrimental to young wildlife that can't follow their mothers over the fence. The babies are left behind. Birds collide with wire fences they can't see, breaking wings and becoming entangled. When deciding on a fence, consider what kind of wildlife are in your area. Morgan says the friendliest fences are visible and allow wild animals to easily jump over or slip under them. He recommends a four-strand stock fence.
Our design includes a bottom smooth wire 16 inches from the ground and then two strands of barbed wire above that and then a smooth wire that would be 12 inches from the middle wire to the top wire and then a high visibility PVC cover at the top. So smooth wire at the bottom and a smooth wire at the top and a 42-inch maximum height for all four strands together.
Help wildlife go through seasonal migration by removing sections of the fence or dropping it down so they can travel undisturbed. They'll move along the length of the fence looking for an opening. Find more tips for wildlife fencing at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
is truly where the heart is. With four littles at home, life is always an adventure, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Whether you and your spouse are planning on having your first child, or you're welcoming another bundle of joy to your family, a new baby is a good reason to reevaluate your finances. First things first, take inventory of where you're currently at, and map out steps needed to get to where you want to go. Having a financial professional walk you through a comprehensive financial strategy can provide invaluable benefits when family planning. And also make sure you're optimizing your current health insurance, that you're saving for the unexpected, and that you're building a blueprint for your child that includes every stage of life, through college and beyond. Welcoming a new family is one of life's biggest blessings, and a few simple steps can have a profound impact on your finances and safeguard your family's future. This is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose.
Nutrient management is just one of the ways to practice conservation agriculture. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Nutrient management is the subject of one in a series of short online videos created by the USDA and titled Conservation at Work. Soil conservationist Sarah LaRose of the Natural Resources Conservation Service.
It's a system of keeping track of your nutrients to know where to put them and how to create a healthy soil system. On this farm, it's done through managing the manure in a vetted pack system. So creating a compost with bedding and the manure and urine from the animals to then create compost that is land applied.
The farm LaRose refers to is the Chouanier family farm in Highgate Center, Vermont. This is Guy Chouanier.
These bedded pack barns make great winter pastures. We received some help from NRCS and we built some hoop structures to allow our cows to live in there during the winter months. So every day the cows go in and enjoy their day and they mineralize the fresh dry hay or straw. When they leave, we put another layer in daily. And by the end of winter, we have 4 to 5 feet of this mineralized carbon source that we're really looking forward to putting back on the land to feed the soil.
There are 30 videos in the series and you can find them at farmers.gov. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The United States has a long history of economic protectionism. President Joe Biden is enacting Buy American policies to ensure U.S. companies and U.S. workers reap the benefit of American government spending. That said, it's no surprise that American allies oppose Buy American efforts, fearing the loss of lucrative government contracts. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau raised his concern in his phone call with President Biden. A key point made by Trudeau is that an aggressive Buy American campaign might complicate Biden's hopes of securing a united front among American allies to meet the rising Chinese global influence. Canadian observers say President Biden's protectionist approach comes as no real surprise, given his relatively recent history. Mark Warner is an international trade lawyer based in Toronto, Canada. He says the former vice president was charged with overseeing the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act just 12 years ago, which had a strong Buy America provision. Canada was able to negotiate around the Buy America provision a decade ago, but that was before the new NAFTA, the USMCA, came into effect.
I will remind people when Joe Biden was vice president, tasked with the 2009 Restructuring Act, which had a Buy American provision that Canada had to negotiate its way out of. The USMCA did not have a government procurement chapter in relation to Canada. Is there some scope for some limited bilateral agreement, procurement agreement or something?
As usual, Canadian leaders are setting an optimistic tone. Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland believes that the more open dialogue under a Biden administration will allow Canada to push its special relationship with the United States.
The trading relationship between Canada and the United States is special. The United States sells more to Canada than it does to China, Japan, and the UK combined.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustiakFord.com.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Cautious optimism is the predominant attitude among cattle producers in the first month of the year. That according to Michael Kelsey, Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association.
Cautiously in the sense that we've got a new administration coming in that we're fully anticipating a lot of new regulatory ideas, a lot of new challenges that are going to be real difficult for us to maneuver, and we're going to have to be very vigilant as we move forward in that sense. So that's the cautious side of things. Beef demand through COVID, and we anticipate moving forward, has been incredible. We want to keep the gas on the fire, if you will, on that. That's optimistic.
Well, the retail sector is rebounding, trade is growing, and Kelsey notes perhaps in the trade arena is the area where the Biden administration can build some new markets. Meanwhile, Kelsey says more cattle producers are turning to direct marketing.
They're looking at different ways to market their cattle, not trying to say one is better or worse, just what do I have available to me to market my cattle, to value add to my cattle, whatever the case may be. And that's really independent of size. We've seen members who have 5 head and members who have 5,000 head that are doing some of the same investigation of new opportunities and new markets. That's optimistic for our industry.
That's Michael Kelsey, Oklahoma Cattlemen Association Executive Vice President. And former USDA Chief Economist Joe Glauber said the Biden administration's rollout of vaccinations will be critical for quick improvement to the food and ag sectors. He spoke at the International Dairy Food Association Annual Dairy Forum, and he said getting the disease under control is going to be long-term, and it's going to get the economy going and bring people back to restaurants. Despite a reduction in COVID-19 cases at meat processing plants, the food supply chain is still vulnerable. Needs a lot of attention to ensure safety of plant workers to avert additional disruptions, Glauber said. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
A good livestock shed will provide your livestock with a safe place from storm, snow, and high winds. Hometown Lumber and Hardware has portable livestock shelters that give your animals the space they need with plenty of headroom for horses. They come in a choice of colors and are built in Marysville to your specifications with delivery available. Provide your herd and horses with a beneficial shelter. A quality-built, portable livestock shed from Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Risk and uncertainty are the rule in agriculture, and with that comes financial stress. Stay tuned for tips on how to relieve that anxiety on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
With new opportunities. The farm economy continues to struggle, but now is a good time to do some number crunching and rebalance your balance sheets before the financial stress becomes too overwhelming. Jace Wagner is the Chief Financial Officer at Compeer Financial. He says the first thing is to organize your data in a way so you can understand your cost of production.
If you can understand how much it costs to plant that acre or work with that livestock production unit, that's really important. So get your data in order. That's a big thing. Look at your interest rate profile. So how much do you have in short term versus long term? You may be able to work with your lender to extend your debt maturity and improve your cash flow. And finally, just look at your risk management plan. Part of that data is understanding where you have opportunities to lock in some price, take some risk off the table.
Communicate with your ag lender early and often. Wagner says one of the biggest risks is producers not changing with the new economics.
It's a personal risk. It's inside of what we do. Can you remove yourself from that emotional decision of controlling that land and make that decision to walk away, which is probably maybe better for you in a long-term perspective to survive through this lower price and work into the future. But a lot of it is personal, trying to make those choices, give up some things you've had in the past, or tighten down those decision-making processes to ensure that you can stay long-term.
One way to bridge the gap in financially stressful times is to get income from non-farm sources. You may not want an off-farm job, but you should certainly investigate the option. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for resolving financial stress on the farm at agriculture.com.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
Market update, Mid-America Ag Network. Corn, soybeans, Kansas City wheat, all on quite a rally right now. March Kansas City wheat is up 9 3/4 at 635 3/4. May is up 9 3/4 at 639 1/4. March corn is up 13 at 574 1/2. May corn is up 11 3/4 at 548. So strong moves for corn. Soybeans looking well. March beans up 11 1/2 at 1364 3/4. May beans up 10 1/4 at 1361 3/4. The meal and oil doing nicely well as well. March, the soybean meal is up 220 at 429.30. May is up 290 at $4.2780. March bean oil is 16 points higher at $44.81. May's up 32 points at $44.11. So a good look for soybeans and the soy products. In terms of the livestock complex, not so good. February live cattle down 90 at 115.10. April down 85 at 121.85. Things were holding on sort of through much of the morning, but that's given way. March feeder cattle down 160 at 138.25. April down 137 at 141.30. All the back months are down by well over a dollar, so not a good look for cattle. Hogs are mixed. February hogs down 25 at 69.70, but April hogs are up 42 at 76.80. So mixed but mostly lower in the livestock complex. Cotton is up. March cotton is up 44 points at 80.37. May's up 45 points now at 81.58. So all in all, a good look for cotton. Gold is sharply higher. February gold is up $10.20 at $1,008.48.10. April gold is up $11 at $18.52.20. Silver is up. Copper is fractionally lower. And currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average not looking so good. Currently at 30,041. That is down 562 points. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance. So your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy. And Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for, or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
Dear Valentine, we've got a great connection, and a great connection is what makes relationships thrive. It's also what you need from your home's Wi-Fi. Is your current Wi-Fi disappointing you? Then we wholeheartedly recommend our managed Wi-Fi service. It provides an advanced router for seamless signal continuity with local service and support. Starting at just $9.95 a month, it's everything you need to love your Wi-Fi. Happy Valentine's Day from your Wi-Fi experts at Blue Valley Technologies. Find out more at BlueValley.net.
Are you seeking the perfect part-time opportunity to earn real money based on your ability and your effort? Do you like meeting people, working with businesses and developing prospects, and charting your course towards success? Would you welcome the chance to set your own hours and work schedule? If you answered yes and you have experience in sales or marketing, we'd like to talk. Radio KNDY is seeking an account representative to call on local retail and service businesses, assist in developing and expanding their marketing plans, and help in growing their business prospects. You absolutely need to be a well-organized self-starter. Relate and communicate well with others. Be creative in developing ideas and strategies, and be efficient and thorough in follow-through. A radio or advertising background is helpful, but we would certainly work with the right individual experienced in sales or marketing. Today's business environment demands that you be flexible, committed, and willing to get the job done. In return, we'll establish contacts and leads with you and allow a commission that rewards your efforts. This is a part-time position to start, but can work into a full-time opportunity if you stay with it. Contact us today with your resume, experience, and qualifications. Email KNDY at BlueValley.net. That's KNDY at BlueValley.net. For additional details, contact station manager Bruce Dierking. High school basketball Friday, Hanover entertains Centralia live on KNDY FM 95.5, KNDYradio.com, and our mobile app.
The Black Squirrel City's classic country, AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDY Marysville. Now, ABC News.